This is All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The National Football League is denying that it withdrew funding from a Boston University study of a brain disease known to affect some NFL players. The study is going forward with funding from the National Institutes of Health. WBUR's Fred Tice explains.
The NIH is awarding $16 million to BU, Brigham and Women's Hospital, and other medical centers around the country. Researchers at those institutions will try to see if it's possible to diagnose the degenerative brain disease known as chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, in living NFL players and college athletes. Currently, it's only possible to diagnose the disease in an autopsy. Brigham and Women's Martha Shenton is one of the principal investigators.
But it's a degenerative brain disorder that's characterized by changes in behavior, in mood, in cognition, and sometimes it includes what looks like a dementia. But we think it's a different kind of dementia.
Postmortem studies performed at BU have found an abnormal tau protein in the brains of players with CTE. Chris Nowinski, a co-founder of BU's CTE Center, says when the NIH made its request for proposals, or RFP, from researchers, the money was supposed to come from $30 million that the NFL had donated to the NIH.
The grant that is now being directly funded by the National Institutes of Health and led by Boston University was originally written as part of an RFP for a study that would be funded by the $30 million from the NFL, and that's what it stated.
The NIH says any questions about the donation from the NFL should be directed to the NFL. The league says it did not pull funding from the BU study. It says the NIH makes all the funding decisions, and the NFL has no veto power as part of its unrestricted $30 million grant to NIH. But Nowinski says BU won the grant months ago.
But somehow the funding for that study did not appear. And now it's being funded by the NIH directly. So read between the lines, but it appears that the NFL exercised their veto power and are not funding the best grant that's going to help us understand how to diagnose CTE.
BU is getting the full $2.3 million it needs for the first year of the study, but from the NIH. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.